WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. The Todd
CBS News Brief.
I had tweeted.
Israel is firing on Gaza again after a planned pause to help people escape the fighting. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Israeli missiles slammed northern Gaza. Hamas says the courtyard and obstetrics department of Shifa Hospital were hit, killing one person and wounding several others. Israel claims Hamas uses the hospital complex as a command center.
Ohio State University officials say somebody vandalized a Jewish center near campus, and two students were assaulted after being asked if they were Jewish. It's being treated as a hate crime. The Big Ten has suspended Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh for its last three games because of alleged spying that gave the team an unfair advantage. CBS Detroit's Ronnie Duncan.
The University of Michigan says that the discipline by the Big Ten commissioner ignores their right to due process as it comes before the end of the investigation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Dunn County judge has decided a new trial will not be granted for a woman convicted of killing her ex-boyfriend. Ezra McCandless was convicted of stabbing and killing her ex-boyfriend, Alex Woodworth, in 2018. She asked for a new trial in December, claiming the jury never heard the full story, arguing evidence that she suffered from a history of sexual abuse was kept from the jury that convicted her. Judge James Peterson referred to the new trial as a monumental waste of resources. Wisconsin residents who want to show their appreciation for veterans can now do so with their license plate. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is offering license plates that say Salute Veterans on them for an extra $15 issuance fee. The proceeds from the additional $15 fee is then sent to the Department of Veterans Affairs to help provide needed support for veterans. And for an additional $15 fee, Wisconsin drivers can also get personalized veteran license plates. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored an incredible 54 points, and yet Milwaukee lost to the Pacers. The final, the Pacers 126, the Bucks 124. Adrian Griffin on watching Giannis at work, shooting 1 point shy of his career high of 55.
You know, it's just awesome to see someone with his length, his size, his footwork. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have three games left in the season, next week against Nebraska, followed by Minnesota, and tomorrow they host Northwestern. Badgers safety, Hunter Wohler.
You know, with the talent we have in the locker room, we haven't been good on Saturdays.
The Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been the Steelers' head coach since 2007, a year longer than Matt LaFleur has been in the NFL.
I don't think he's ever had a losing season, which is incredible. He's the model of consistency in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 30. More clouds around for tomorrow, the wind picking up, a slight chance of an afternoon and evening shower. High mid-40s. A little more sun Sunday, warms up, mid-50s and breezy. Weekend wind gusts could top 30 miles an hour. Currently, it's 37.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all.